May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for March 26, 2022. Today I'll be discussing the Great Aquarian Awakening in 2022 Turnaround. And as regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are videos and articles with commentary to highlight those tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent. This has kind of been the theme of Cosmic Love Show for the last 13 years in one way or the other. Most of these years I've been interviewing other people who are a lot smarter than me, hoping some of it will rub off. And things have been breaking so fast the last several years that I've taken to reporting on events of the week, videos and articles from, again, people a lot smarter than me above my pay grade that's got a lot more to say incisively, you know, that I cobble together in these compendiums so that you can get some insight and outlook for understanding the overview, the big picture, what's going on with cosmic love in our world these days. So this is all part of the 2022 Great Turnaround series, which is linked in the show notes if you want to see some amazing compendiums over the last 3 months. Today I'll be discussing some signs of the times, your proverbial handwriting on the wall that requires that you look to see and know to be geometric ordered divinity, which is code language for the law of the angles of God and language of the angels of love. Law of the angles, language of the angels, God, love, Aquarius, you know, that's what we're tuning into here, folks. But first, I'm going to give a cosmic weather report. The quantum field, astrology, psychology is pregnant right now with the birthing of Aquarius. But the dragon of deep state tyranny is still acting out on the world stage, even though deeply wounded by the great awakening worldwide. So in a recent show, I discussed Pluto's return in its great cycle, 246 years. It's returned to the same sector of deep space as 200, and we're talking about alignment of the Earth and deep space, same sector of deep space as 246 years ago, one complete orbit ago, at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Well, now that cycle has gone full circle, and we're seeing a global revolution in higher consciousness, a unified field of conscientious common sense, you might say. So it's time for a global upgrade with a declaration of interdependence on the United States of Love, a United State of Love. Cosmic love, of course, and interdependence on us as United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, we've got this instant everywhere interactive internet. And so the interactive interdependence of us as United Sovereigns of Earth is an idea that has found its time, gone full cycle from United States of America to the United Sovereigns of Earth. It's still U.S., but now it's United Sovereigns of Earth. So the Great Awakening and 2022 Turnaround, again, is what I'm going to be focusing on today. I just published a piece. There's links to it, again, in the show notes. And what I'm saying right out the bat is that the big changes that we're seeing, not all of them, but, I mean, we've had to have these big changes. There's big changes that have had to come, folks. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the reason is largely that the new Space Force that we rarely hear about, but, you know, this new branch of the armed services is the Space Force. It's a front for the SSP, the Secret Space Program, that since World War II, 75 years ago, has utilized advanced technology that makes fossil fuel technology obsolete, providing numerous free energy technologies that are independent from power grid profits. Good, hasn't been. It's been suppressed, and also, before I go on here, let me include that there's also this advanced quantum healing technology that's utilized by the SSP that makes obsolete the big pharma medical monopoly. So that's three big reasons for those pesky deep state power elite potentates, three big reasons: power, independence, and health, that are being resisted with a little resentment, because it will naturally, power, independence, public independence and health will culture deep state demise. So this is behind so many of the issues that we're seeing, which is like more like kabuki theater, or like a big diversionary drama, unreality, paraded before our eyes, pummeling us with fear porn almost daily. So this is what's going on largely in the collective consciousness worldwide. And these three big issues, what this means, as we're right on the cusp of an economics of abundance. We have an economics of scarcity now. And I'll be going into that more. The value of scarcity is our economic system that conceals wastes and destroys abundance to maintain scarcity, to keep prices and profit and control high. Well, there's all this new technology, that abundance for abundant healing, quantum healing technology, and for abundant free energy, virtually, when I say free, zero point energy, pulling it from the vacuum of space to run cars and homes. And it's, they're using it in the deep space program, but it's being suppressed here on Earth. Well, this is all, it's got to the point where, when you know better, you can do better. And collectively, the collective consciousness of humanity has woke up to this reality. This technology is available, being suppressed, and it's creating, they're trying to main the whole economics based on the old technology, is trying to conceal, waste, and destroy abundance of knowledge about this, the potential economics of abundance, which is what we're shifting into, an economics of abundance, the quantum financial system, quantum healing technology, quantum energy technology. We're right on the cusp of it, folks. There's a transition period, where our social, political, and economic institutions will adapt. So the global elite power trippers, you might say, are telling us with their slick, attractive worldwide advertisements that you will own nothing and be happy, thanks to the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the Davos crowd. But shift happens. There's a big shift going on, and shift happens. So we're talking about the 2022 Great Turnaround, and the big shift into Aquarius is going on here and now in our all-connected net reality, our global social networks. That there's no the revelations on the instant, everywhere, interactive, all-connected internet. And what it's bringing it to, you might say, is quantum zero point as the internet, inner space. The last frontier of the internet is inner space. It's like a gateway from 3D to 5D in real time. From the inner internet to the internet. So it's become self-evident to enlightened people, worldwide, that many of our core social, political, and economic institutions are barely serving the purpose for which they were created. But could now, very quickly, upgrade with sustained TLC, multidimensional TLC, you might say, to initiate Aquarian principles of freedom and opportunity with more light and love. I'm talking, when I say TLC, that's code word for telecom unity, telecommunications, telecare, holistic health, telecommerce, the next economy, and other dimensions of TLC, you might say, that they're otherworldly, spiritual above all. In the meantime, we've got Facebook, Google, Twitter, a lot of the big tech behemoths, the giant, you know, multi-billion dollar companies that have been corrupted with systemic censorship for power over people rather than of by and for us as United Sovereigns. So, of course, listeners to Cosmic Love would naturally understand that love has always been the master's key, you know, of, by, and for unity in diversity. As it was in the beginning for America, on the Great Seal of the United States of America, is the key. E pluribus unum, which is Latin for out of many one. That is also the master key for America. You know, the letters AMERICA, which is the code word anagram, if you scramble the letters in an anagram, for the I Am race, you know, United Sovereigns of Earth, with global unity in diversity, out of many one, establishing the foundation for worldwide civility. Again, we're talking about full spectrum 5D TLC, pure geometry thought form, you know, geometric order divinity, for effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom, or telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy based on an economics of abundance. Anyway, as for some mind-blowing revelations, I go into that in a compendium I sent out about a week ago, March 20th, the Spring Fall Equinox Report. And I think some of you will appreciate a little bit of that now. I'm going to go into that, and then I'm going to go into some headlines that are censored by lamestream media. So let's see what I got here. I'm looking at pulling up. Oh, here we go. Forgive me while I get my act together here. All right. We're talking about the Spring Fall Equinox Report. As above, Northern Hemisphere spring, so below, you know, Southern Hemisphere fall, the days and nights are equalizing. Now the days are getting longer in the Northern Hemisphere and the nights are getting shorter in the Southern Hemisphere, but, you know, the idea on the equinox was to, you know, let's dwell on this equilibrium thing, folks. You know, let's celebrate equilibrium. So I'm going to go into some videos of the month that address this critical issue of global equilibrium. And basically what I explain is that the global healing crisis, you might say, it's a crisis in need of healing. This is the universe telling us that we must know better and do better to bring things into balance. So this compendium that I'm going to go into now has pure intention to bring light to dark places and bring balance north and south. Now, I like to think of north and south as the upper brain, lower brain, and the left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you know, in this cosmic cube holodeck between our ears, both hemispheres of the brain coming into balance. Food for thought for the thoughtful. So I'm going to go into this, you know, handwriting on the wall, framing the narrative to fit reality. And one of the predominant narratives of our of our Judeo-Christian heritage, for those who are of the Judeo-Christian heritage, is the biblical narrative. Most Christians in America grew up with this understanding. Not many of them got to the point of Revelation and the understanding of the tribulations of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Pretty dramatic section of the Bible. Revelations of the New Testament, four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know, which were was plague, war, famine, and death. So the last couple of years, we've seen the plague psyop, you know, of the medical industrial complex, you know, with Big Pharma running the show. And now we can witness the war psyop of the military industrial complex, both of which have been making a killing, profiting from our demise, death. You know, the third horseman or fourth horseman of the apocalypse, causing food shortage, which I believe famine is the third horseman of the apocalypse. So there's different ways to frame the narrative of what's going on in the collective consciousness. I don't know how they envisioned this 2,000 years ago, which could be going on in the end times. And it's just a metaphor for what's going on, of course. Another way to frame the narrative is the video of the month that I published again on this blog, but I've linked in the show notes. You can go to it. It's on changing world order, and it's a trend fit with the repeating cycles throughout history that, you know, last 500 years, that clearly defines the emerging zeitgeist, you know, with end of the old order and beginning of the new, of a new order, you know, changing world order. So I've been talking about Aquarian Spring, you know, the next 10 years, this changeover from old order to new order, like a 10-year process, Aquarian Spring, I refer to it, since the first of the year. And this understanding of the 20s, last 2 years, I've been referring to the 2020s as Aquarian Spring as a systemic changing of the world order. Not a new world order in terms of the Klaus Schwab, Davos crowd, you know, lockstep, you know, top down command and control, you know, cyborg, AI cyborg controlled people, robots. No, not that kind of world order. I'm talking about, you know, the emerging blueprint for a golden age, you know, more core enlightened love, easier and faster. So those who haven't seen that changing world order video, it's brilliant. It was like more than 5,000 views in 11 days. And it's by Ray Dalio. It was published March 2nd. And it's brilliant. It's a brilliant overview of historical cycles of 250 years, the rise and fall of empires that we're seeing with changing world order. Another way to frame the signs of the times is with humor. And my favorite humorist cuts through the crap that's going on with this, you know, changeover, you know, the power trips of the power elite, you know, trying to stuff down our throat their version of the of a new world order. And my favorite humorist is this Awaken with JP. And this is from March 5th. And it's brilliant. I think it's the most brilliant one he's done. And he's done some really brilliant ones. It's called, and I put the caption on it, Choosing Deep State Obedience Over a High State of Bravery. Who would do that? Well, anyway, his satire is better than mine, but you can watch that. Again, it's linked in the show notes in the spring-fall equinox, you know, report. It's about a third of the way down. You can scroll down to it. So basically, you know, from that video, you get a sense, you know, you get a real clear understanding of what's going on with a lot of stuff in the world from the perspective of the power elite, and how it's almost like a cartoon that we're watching, you know, of the Mr. Dr. Evil, you know, versus the White Hats. So we're talking about, you know, hacking your DNA, your free will and sovereignty, and how they're planning on doing it, and how it would be a joke if they weren't so serious about it, because it's so freaking nuts. And the satire just brings it into a perspective that's but you can laugh at it and understand what's going on. So may this great awakening that I've been referring to trump the great reset. Now, when I say trump the great reset, that's with the small t. I'm not trying to bring Trump and QAnon into this, but you can if you want, you know. So framing reality in the face of unreality that we see in the lamestream media, tasks for most of us who are just trying to put food on the table and survive the rapid rate of change going on. You know, all kinds of changes. Jeez. Keep in mind, you know, the one constant that inspires wise discernment of divine direction for correction in the course of global evolution revelations, because the global evolution is accelerating, and the revelations in that regard are very helpful to get everything in perspective. So a little self-disclosure here. As the host of Cosmic Love, for 13 years, I've fulfilled 50 years of work researching, developing, and sharing a vision of global healing with primarily two Aquarian models, Global Telecom and Global Telecare. In 1974, that's 48 years ago, about 48 years ago, I addressed 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill explaining how to celebrate our 1776 bicentennial of American Revolution with a telecommunications upgrade of our five core constitutional freedoms. Now, that Aquarian model may have been way ahead of its time in 1974, but now the instant everywhere and interactive internet can take the revolution global for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth, upgrading our five core constitutional freedoms and five core internet freedoms that correspond to those core constitutional freedoms. So there's a link on that, five core internet freedoms, what that looks like, how that works. I've raised the flag of TLC victory, you might say, the Telecommunity Alliance, but few are the light workers who salute or otherwise envision the process of balancing threefold love for the whole healthy Holy Spirit of TLC love and action at the heart of global interactive social networks. So like a voice crying in the wilderness, no one seems to care until the world falls apart and they are brought to their knees in prayer and supplication to a higher power within us. I refer to that as the internet. The internet. The kingdom of heaven is within us. So the kingdom conscience, you know, common sense, unity conscience is uncommon, as you might know. 3D, like the ego, is often stuck in self-preservation, willfully ignoring self-correction, you know, the true meaning of repentance, to a more enlightened 5D nature. You know, we get stuck in negativity. You know, my definition of sin is stuck in negativity. That's the ego will do anything for self-preservation of, you know, its way of thinking, feeling, and acting rather than self-correcting to a higher state of co-creation with others that is more loving, kind, and cooperative. So as a civilization, we're at the turning point of personal and planetary power shift with 3D shift to 5D in time, 4D. So the shift has already occurred in the 5D continuum, but 3D is still catching up reluctantly. So it's coming. Give it a few years, several years, the 2020s, the Aquarian Spring Second Coming of Christ-like light and cosmic love in our ubiquitous social networks, which will naturally bring up all that is less than loving kindness for transmutation. Light brings up all unlike itself. Cosmic Christ-like, you know, light and love will bring up all the fear and doubt, dregs of the Piscean Age, you know, the ownership and control patriarchal values. We're moving into a more matriarchal, when I say matriarchal, I'm talking about unconditional love, cooperation and coordination of our communications and our personal, physical, and human resources on a voluntary basis. You know, it's like voluntary, voluntarism, because we want to, you know. So the Great Awakening, Aquarius surging, is the currency of conscience that always disrupts BS, belief systems, that serve the dark side, deep state of paradigm paralysis, stinking thinking, which is stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. You know, again, light brings up, more light and love brings up all that's unlike itself. We're in that transition period. There's a purging, you know, there's a merging of individual and collective consciousness with Aquarian energies, which are surging. So keep the faith, see the good, networking for the net worth of net reality for global medicines, you know, global telecom, and for global holistic healing with new health assurance standards. We're building health and preventing disease, health assurance with global telecare. So the videos of the month that I went into in this compendium, there's some really phenomenal ones. There's a three-minute one of Ukrainian prophecy. And this is Father Malachi and other prophecies, Casey, hello. Well, I'm getting a little echo there. Okay. Well, so that's a great video, and that's, again, going to be in the archive with this compendium, the spring, fall, equinox compendium, three-minute video. I think it's amazing. I think it was Edgar Casey, and who else was it that had the same prophecy that this will involve Russia and Ukraine by way of the victory of Our Lady, the Fatima prophecy. Oh, yeah. And Father Malachi, in reference to this. This is a three-minute video. Very, I think it's really spiritual, important insight, overview video that basically is saying that the end times will involve Russia and Ukraine. It's a prophecy, going back, Fatima prophecy, and that's been was unveiled by Father Malachi. And 3 minutes, it says a lot. Yeah, I think you'll appreciate that. There's a Ukraine reality report from the Duran. That's a highly intelligent Ukraine update for those who have who love exceptional truth-telling, Zelensky's speech to U.S. Congress, and Putin's speech to the Russian people. You know, stuff that you'll never hear in lamestream media. And there's links. There's in that video, there's reference to different times you can go to for more specific information that you may be interested in. Another video down the rabbit hole on Ukraine, how the battle lines are drawn on the front lines of Ukraine, this bombshell Ides of March video came out March 15th. I try to put in a little humor every once in a while. There's an infographic of a little boy talking to his mother, leaning back and saying, "Why do we have wars?" And mother says, quite simply, because we are ruled by an elite group of psychopaths who own the banks that control the governments and media. They fund both sides of war for profit, and they manufacture the consent of the public through the propaganda of the media. Pretty much says it, folks. So what's going on now is a big issue, and it's all about the currency. Man, there's an inflation report in this video I provide. It's actually a video of Tucker Carlson, and he basically goes into how population is being skillfully manipulated by crisis management emergencies, you know, unbridled fear, reptilian brain to short-circuit cognition of the higher mind. That's basically what he says. He says it in his own words. And the thing about Tucker Carlson is Tucker Carlson is the front for Fox News. He speaks a lot of truth, but the rest of Fox News, including of Hannity, really go off the rails and all kinds of things, you know, bashing Putin, just, you know, and basically ginning up, you know, World War III hysteria. So they use Tucker Carlson to build credibility and trust, and then people, this is what snakes do. This is what fallen ones do. This is what propaganda does. They hook you in with building credibility and trust on the front end, like with Tucker Carlson. On the back end, they slip in the big lie, and it goes right past you. And the people of the lie who believe the lie, their damnation is freaking just, you know, as the scripture says. They believe the lie and their damnation was just. People who have read the book, The People of the Lie by Dr. Scott Peck, know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's a phenomenon, you know, and in psychology and propaganda, it's used a lot. So I just have a warning about that. I do not recommend Fox News as a general rule. Dr. Carlson sometimes is brilliant. He says it very well, and this video, that's why I included it. So another video, and by the Corbett Report, and Corbett Report is brilliant. James Corbett is brilliant, and sometimes more brilliant than others. I've included this video because it's extremely important, nailing the core issue, what's going on with the digital agenda, the global digital ID prison, the whole sequencing they're doing. From digital ID, they're pushing digital ID from babies on through, you know, to digital currency and digital passports with total population control by way of big tech developed and communist implemented digital social credit systems. Serious stuff, folks. This is going on, and I highly recommend, if you really want to understand the big picture and a lot of what's behind the whole COVID pandemic and that whole agenda and how it's fed into the war agenda, and how they're ginning up, again, ongoing crisis so that we have our passports, digital IDs and digital passports, so they can slip in and leverage their digital social credit system, because with the passports, they can just cut you off from social services under this digital social credit system that they've implemented in China, the CCP in China. So, you know, I think this is all going to be overcome. I think people are waking up to this worldwide because of brilliant people like James Corbett. And, you know, and because of this, I think there are solutions like global telecare, global telecom, you know, global holistic healing modalities that are going to be basically coming to the fore. You know, so another video regarding the healthcare aspect of this and global holistic healing is called The Red Line with Robert Malone. And this is to wake up a lot of people to the danger of the vaccine, discussing the effects of the vaccine on women's fertility, the understanding the corruption of Big Pharma, and how the truth of medical data has been manipulated by Big Pharma. It's for people that are really aware of that and want to get into it. That's a good video. The next video I provide, you know, an update on what's going on in the world is, I say that it's for mature adults only. The following content may resonate badly for those who suffer from angry daddy issues, as may be transferred or projected onto all authority figures, including those who step through the veil to speak with authority, not anger, from above in higher dimensions of the field, you know, from heaven. So it's called Heaven Pronounces the Judgment of the Pharmaceutical Industry. The Master Lanello speaks to a messenger saying, stand with those who stand for freedom. This was from February 21st from the Heart Center community, an open source spiritual community. Pretty powerful message from heaven here, folks, that if you believe in such a thing, that there are a set of masters who step through the veil to lay the foundation for the Aquarian Age. I'd listen to that and tell me, you know, let me know what you think. So finishing up with an infographic that says, the truth that we are all essentially pure love is actually quite simple. Our minds often want a more complicated reality. So it ain't rocket science. You know, love heals all. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. God is love. You know, do unto others as they have do unto you. You know, your neighbor as thyself. And that's it. That's all we need. So from that, some people may be interested in some headlines of the week that I've pulled up. Headlines censored by lamestream media. I'm going to finish up with those over the next 10 minutes or so. So I like the quote by Eleanor Roosevelt when she says, great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. So we're going to talk about largely ideas, big ideas, you know, like freedom and opportunity, neutralizing virtual censorship, you know, slavery and virtual slavery. So take it from the top, you know, big picture revelations, the handwriting on the wall, framing the narrative in headlines. In brief, this compendium of headlines includes four types of headlines as represented in revelations, you know, regarding the tribulations of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, plague, war, famine, and death. As I said before, we've seen the plague psyop of the medical-industrial complex and now witnessed the war psyop of the military-industrial complex, and both have been making a killing, profiting from our demise, death causing food shortages, famine. The plague psyop, COVIDian, the COVIDian cult, I refer to it, the BS belief system of the COVIDians, COVIDians. Did you know that the U.S. government paid news media $1 billion for propaganda to promote mRNA vaccines? That's a headline. And then the byline is, your tax dollars have been weaponized against you. Technocrat overloads at Big Pharma directed the U.S. government to spend $1 billion of your tax dollars to sell billions of dollars worth of mRNA-based injections. Collectively, the overall health of Americans declined and people died and lives were shattered. Oh, that's the plague, folks. That's the plague psyop. Here's another headline. This is from Dr. McCullough. 9 in 10 COVID deaths are in vaccinated people. It's a report. Another headline by Dr. David Martin. We are allowing human organisms to become bioweapon factories. That's a video that you can watch. And again, I'm going to be linking these up this, you know, to the show notes. And here we go. That one's from the Stu Peters Show, Domestic and International Terrorism, writ large with premeditated intent for mass murder. You know, allowing human organisms, that's talking about the spike proteins, to become bioweapon factories. That's a shocking report. And again, by way of Dr. David Martin, one of the most brilliant people on the internet today, exposing the whole truth and the big lie. Another headline, CDC removes 24% of child COVID-19 deaths, blaming a coding error. They just removed the record of deaths and called it, a coding error, a coding error. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? Who programs the computer to create errors? How could they document it and have it standing and then go in and just disappear the deaths because they don't want to be held accountable for, you know, the deaths caused by the vaccines? Globalist, another timeline. Globalists release timeline for health tyranny. This is from the Corbett report, James Corbett. He says that one thing you learn, this is a divide line, one thing you learn after spending years in the conspiracy realist space is that when the globalists tell you that something is about to happen, you better believe they're hard at work behind the scenes to make that prediction a reality. Another headline. U.S. Defense Department spent $200 million in Ukraine biolabs to create Caucasian targeted genocide. This is from Rumor Mills. And it's from about almost a month ago. Yeah, about a month ago. Chief of Russia's Roscosmos says that bioweapon development in Ukraine affects fertility during Moscow special operation launched in Ukraine on 24th of February. The Russian armed forces have so far found 30 biowar labs in the country. Again, that's Rumor Mills. Has some good stuff on there. Medical conspiracy with eyes wide open. It's another headline. They killed and maimed thousands. This is from Technocracy News. Goes on to say in the byline, Pfizer's heinous mRNA injections should have been stopped within 30 days of initial release. Were not, as data was hidden. Internal documents were forced to be released by a court order, they now show the depth and damage of the greatest medical conspiracy in the history of the world, which it is. Read for yourself. Another headline. Former BlackRock advisor says Pfizer colluded with FDA to hide data that shows that COVID vaccine clinical trials failed. The clinical trials failed, but they hid the data. Again, they cover up the trial data. They cover up the deaths from it. There's a big cover-up going on, folks. In the headline, you can read it for yourself. Another headline, CDC removes tens of thousands of deaths accidentally attributed to COVID. This is from the Burning Platform and goes on to say that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on March 14th removed tens of thousands of deaths linked to COVID-19, including nearly a quarter of deaths it had attributed to children, blaming an algorithm that they created. They create the algorithm that eliminates the records, and then they blame the algorithm. Read it for yourself. Kind of a theme here, you know, the big cover-up. So another headline. Lockdowns are unnecessary, ineffective, and harmful, and must never happen again. I think you'd agree with that. That's from the Daily Skeptic. Another headline. Canada commits $75 million to COVID vaccine injury compensation. At the same time that the U.S. passes a $1.5 trillion spending bill with zero funds for vaccine dead and injured. Another headline. Gates, Fauci, and Daszak are charged with genocide in the International Criminal Court. That's from Technocracy News just about a month ago. Another headline. This is a headline. Where has Dr. Fauci gone? Again, the Fauci is one of those who've been charged with genocide, you know, crimes against humanity in an international criminal court, and he's kind of disappeared. And my favorite humorist, Waking with JP, says, you know, where is Fauci gone? And he makes the kind of a joke out of it that's got a lot of incisive insight, you know, what's going on. Anyway, that's all been the PSYOP, you know, when I refer to the plague PSYOP. Now I'm going to go into the war PSYOP a little bit. The CIA and the Nazis, a retrospective history. That's from Rockwell.com. The CIA and the Nazis, a retrospective history. Interesting report. It goes into the whole understanding that the Nazis, a lot of them escaped into Ukraine, and the CIA had worked with them since World War II, virtually. Developing, you know, what's, you know, creating what is happening now in Ukraine. I mean, to the point of creating what, you know, we're seeing in Ukraine now. And so that is some good background on that whole Ukraine situation, the war PSYOP. Another headline is Putin a war criminal. Now, this is by Andrew Napolitano. And if Biden is right, he says, then he, Bush, and Truman are all war criminals. If Biden is right, describing, you know, war criminal. So another headline, Professor John Mersheimer explains who is responsible for the Ukraine-Russia crisis. Now, Professor Mersheimer, he's one of the most accomplished and distinguished political scientists in the world. He's the one that explained in detail back at the time of 9/11 and took a lot of heat for it, that it was a controlled demolition. He's the one that, you know, really laid that out and that understanding. So we've also got headline, Ukraine, Russia, a proxy war advancing the agenda of the Great Reset. And after almost four decades of a Cold War from the 1950s to 1991, and another two decades of Cold War 2.0 since the beginning of the year 2000, when Mr. Putin took over the presidency of Russia, we've seen this in the works, this proxy war. So there's another article you can go into. Another headline, Erasing History to Own Putin. Notes from the Edge of the Narrative Matrix. They're changing the whole language regarding the, they call it West planing. It's like it enrages this person that it's K Catelyn, what's her name, Catelyn Johnston, that it enrages her that this word westplaining is catching on, and what that's all about. Another headline, Russia confirms it is using hypersonic missiles in Ukraine. Another headline, Bonanza. U.S. missile makers are scrambling to replenish weapon stocks. They're making a killing, folks. Who's winning in the Russia-Ukraine war? Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. The U.S. administration is doling out an additional $3-plus billion as it scrambles to send more rockets and pour more fuel on the fire. So I go into, at this point, the economic collapse, famine, PSYOP. You know how our government is collapsing the U.S. dollar. Are they doing it on purpose? There's an article on that. How the UN is warning that we are heading into the worst global food crisis since World War II. Now, this guy has a survivalist news newsletter, news service. So he's naturally going to trump up, you know, World War II fear porn a little bit, you know, to sell his products. But he goes on to say the executive director of the UN's World Food Program is saying that we are now facing a catastrophe on top of a catastrophe. And again, there may be some exaggeration here because the UN basically is one of those who are ginning up, hyping up World War III. So take that tongue in cheek. Other headline, Biden casually says food shortage is going to be real as the necessary price for anti-Russia sanctions. In other words, we have to pay the price for Russia sanctions with the food shortage and famine here. That's what basically Biden is saying. He said at an emergency summit of NATO heads, making somewhat overly casual sounding references regarding likely massive energy and food shortages. Other headlines, world economy braces for supply chain chaos as COVID closes China. You got a whole COVID thing going in China, closing down the food chain and the supply chain back to China. Another headline, progressive governance needs a social credit state. Critics of the Chinese communist regime often point toward the government's social credit system in which the government traces individuals' electronic paths from their comments on social media to items they purchase and then issues rewards and rights for compliance to their totalitarian subservience. The social credit system, folks, is the end of freedom in America, if it ever comes to that. We've got to prevent that, and we can prevent that. Once you know better, you can do better. Spread the word, you know, share the news on all this. Share with your loved ones, people who are awake, people who are awakening. This is a really critical issue, what's going on now. I could go into it in more detail as far as problem and solution. And the big picture here is that we're looking at a global currency reset that is going on. Again, over 3 billion people have now crossed over to a gold and commodities-backed system. We're talking about China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, and many other countries not mentioned in the mainstream media. And they're now trading on a new system, this quantum financial system. It only took 72 hours for the new system to be up and running and trading in 12 countries. Now, I'm not sure if that's the quantum financial system. Actually, I think that's their own system, and the quantum financial system will be merging with that, as I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you've got some articles or videos, folks, please send them to me, you know, regarding this issue, because we're talking about global economic reset, global currency reset, a new currency, gold-backed currencies, and the effect is half of 7 billion people leaving the deep state central banking system, which means that it's going to reboot, it's going to collapse. The dollar, as we know, it's going down to zero. A gold-backed dollar is going to take its place, probably having some commeasurement value with at least the dollars that you've got in the bank, I'm from my understanding. But we're talking about a complete reboot of the Federal Reserve, global cabal-owned, Kazarian-controlled banking system, and the markets are transitioning to the QFS quantum financial system, which has been years in preparation for this time now. So 3D is the currency of control that we're the old paradigm that we've known with the Federal Reserve banking system for the last 100 years. And it represents a love of power for control over people. It's a corrupt system. It's disintegrating. It's basically in a transition conversion process on the way to 5D, the currency of conscience with the capital C, as in E equals MC squared. As you approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative with the conscience. The relations of relevance and ultimate reverence, the holy whole with the conscience. The power of love of, by, and for the people, conscientious common sense. Now, 3D to 5D, the mediator, is 4D, conscious judgment in time, real time. Wisdom to shift from 3D to 5D now. You know, global telecom and global telecare, how that will do that now. That's the summary point I wanted to make. That this is where we're at, that this is where we're going. Hopefully you have heard something here that that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring over the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or maybe every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.